Tina.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
It is you. I'm like, you didn't say nothing. I said, uh-oh.
No, I didn't know if my mic was on mute or not, but it was down. I'm like, okay, good. Yeah, so I know you said Monday, but I didn't hear from you, so I didn't know if you needed more time, so I thought I would just quickly touch base.
Well, you know what? I do need more time, because now I got somebody paying me a lot of money on Friday.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Now, you wouldn't believe what happened to me, okay?
What happened?
Somebody pulled their dog from training. Remember I told you about, I was going to talk to you about this?
You were going to tell me on Friday. Yeah, what happened?
Well, here these people pulled their dogs from training 3 weeks,
Okay.
Just into the training. And then I'm like, I don't understand the concept of this, And it says, they're not done training.
Right.
Well, then the mom said, well, no, they'll be back in a couple of days. Well, it's been more than a couple of days. It's been actually 5 or 6 now.
Right.
So then, I'm like, okay, now they want to get rid of one of the dogs. And I said, well, why? Well, because she listens to you better than us. And I said, if you had stuck with the plan to begin with, the way it's supposed to be, I said,
oh, no.
I was supposed to come back and teach you, to maintain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and they didn't seem to care about that at all. And I'm like, I don't understand why you would pull them. You wanted this certain things done, and yet you pulled them from the training. I said,
yeah.
It doesn't happen instantly.
Right.
They wanted their dogs, protection dogs as well. And I said, you know how long that takes? Just to train police dogs, it takes a year.
That's terrible, Lori. That's so terrible. It's terrible for the dog,
And you really can't keep their dogs, and you can't say, no, you can't come get them, or anything. You have to give them back, It's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But she promised me that she was going to bring them back to finish the training. Well, that did not happen. And I figured, and now they're calling me saying, will you just take the one back? And we don't want her no more now because she's acting out. And I said, I knew this would happen, and I told you this would happen. And I said, I told you this would happen. And I said, I don't understand what you don't get about this thing, this training. You don't go through all this training and then not have anything to do with it.
Yeah. Wow. You're in a tough industry because you can't do much if people don't follow through,
No, but then they can blame me.
Yeah, that's a tough industry. That's very tough. Yeah. Oh.
But I told her, I said, that ain't on me no more. I was just, my Texas and I save everything, I'm saying, okay? I told you not to pull them from the training, but you are. I told you you won't expect results because I said it's only been 3 weeks in. Of course she's going to.
I thought you were going to say they were going to put them back in and finish the training and they were going to pay you on Friday. That's why I was like, oh, maybe it worked out, but I guess not. So.
Another person's coming. Another client is coming Friday.
Okay. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
I
got 6 puppies here. Like I said, I told you that the owner doesn't even know her dog was pregnant at all.
Wow.
So I got her babies here and she said she was going to come get her dog yesterday. And I figured, if she didn't, that's okay anyway. But she owes me money, so she didn't bring me the $200 that I was going to use to pay for my thing. And then today, still haven't heard from her mom, from her owner, and I'm thinking, I don't get this. Everybody just thinks they can do what they want with me. And when?
Yeah.
And how.
Yeah, they're avoiding to come in because they know when they come in, they have to pay you,
She said she was going to pay me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to keep nobody's dog either, but, it's like, And I thought, what the hell? And I told him, and I said, I need a donation. I said, a donation is required, And why would we do that to give you our dog? And I'm like, you're surrendering your dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's not free. Who's going to pay for the supplies for your dog,
And that's all I was saying. That's all it was for. I said, it was just going towards food and stuff anyways,
Yeah.
Well, whatever. They spent thousands of dollars on her. That's not my problem that you went and spent thousands of dollars on her. My guess is they didn't spend much on her.
Yeah.
I don't think they spent as much as I spent on my dog. Rottweiler.
Yeah. Oh, those
but
are
not,
such nice
But never
dogs
as much
too.
Money as what the police dogs are.
Yeah.
These are $10,000 dogs.
Rottweilers get so attached to their owners too, and I feel so bad that they just want to dispose of her like that, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And I told them.
Yeah.
I said, if you would have done what you needed to do, you know, I said, we would have done that. I said, then we,
yeah.
I would have gone over everything with you. I was, you know, it don't make no sense.
Why did they say they didn't? Did they say it was a money thing, or they just didn't have time?
Nope.
Or did they just...
No. Nope.
They just...
They don't say anything. They just told them. With no explanation whatsoever.
Strange people, huh? Very strange.
Oh, she's calling 911. She better hurry up before that man comes in.
She is? One of your neighbors?
Oh, no, I'm watching a movie.
Oh, I was like, one of your neighbors is calling 911. I'm like, what's going on over there? That's funny. So, okay, well, hang in there, Lori. You know where to find me if anything happens quicker. If not, I'll call you on Friday, okay?
Now, here's the thing. What time do you go home?
At 6 o'clock your time.
Okay, so because they won't be dropping the dogs off until 6 o'clock our time.
Okay.
So it would be 4 o'clock your time. It would be 4 o'clock your time.
Exactly. So I'll put a note here to call you like right before I leave on Friday. And if for some reason they're running late and you can't do it, that's okay. We'll push it to next Monday. No worries. But I'll just put a note here to follow up with you because on Friday at 4, like right before we go home, we have a little meeting. So I'll go to the meeting first and then I'll call you right when it ends. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah,
okay.
I don't know. Cause I don't know if I'll be able to put it on the car, you know, I mean, go to the, yeah, I'll have to, I don't know, I'm going to figure something out.
Oh, you won't be able to. Okay. You want to just do it next Monday then?
Yeah, that would be okay
next
too.
Monday's the 18th. Okay. Let
me do that. I just don't want to come out because I just didn't want to, I felt like I caused trouble and then I thought, you know, it's like, I don't know what to do with you guys. It's like, they messed, you know, everything up with us. You know, with your clients and then, you know.
I'll call you next Monday. I'll call you a little bit earlier in the day. That way, in case you have to run to the bank or something, you can. I don't want to wait till 4 and then all of a sudden you feel like you have to scramble. You know what I mean? So I'll call you a little bit earlier, maybe around 3 o'clock your time. That will be 1 o'clock my time. And that way, if you have to run to the bank, you don't have to rush, you know.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Well, hang in there. I always enjoy talking to you, Lori. Have a really great rest of your week, and then I'll talk to you next Monday. And if anything changes, you can call me, okay?
Okay. You too.
All right. Have a good day. All right. A good evening.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.